The news on English Waves, good evening. A new competitiveness pact for Renault. The CFDT has announced that it will sign a new agreement on employment and flexibility, an accord which had already been signed by FO and the CFE-CGC. It allows for greater flexibility in the workforce, as for instance, enabling staff to work an extra hour at times of increased demand in exchange for the recruitment of 3,600 CDI contracts over the next 3 years. Renault management has also made a commitment to maintain its activities at all production sites in France. 17 people were arrested this morning and are being questioned in Paris over the armed robbery of Kim Kardashian 3 months ago. Suspects were taken into custody in the Paris region, Rouen and Grasse, are between the ages of 23 and 72, and are all well known to the police for being members of organised crime gangs. A DNA sample found on an item of the American star's jewellery had led to the identification of one of the assailants. The town of Montrouge this morning paid tribute to Clarissa Jean-Philippe, the policewoman who was killed by Amélie Coulibaly on January 8, 2015. Another ceremony will be held this evening in front of the hypercache where the terrorist shot 4 people dead before being killed by anti-terrorist police. Travel chaos in London this evening. The Underground is at a standstill in the city centre following a strike against staff reductions and plans to close ticket offices in favour of automatic machines. A return to normal services is expected for tomorrow morning, but other strikes are planned at railway stations and airports. Future US President Donald Trump has replied curtly to Meryl Streep, who criticised him openly at last night's Golden Globe ceremony. He tweeted, "Meryl Streep doesn't know me but attacked me," before retweeting that she was a Hillary flunky who lost big. Finally, France Football magazine has named Zinedine Zidane French Manager of the Year. The Real Madrid boss has thus been rewarded for winning 3 titles with his club last year, the Champions League, the UEFA Super Cup, and the International Champions Cup. That was the news. From all of us at English Waves, a very good evening.